When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Speaking for a lot of Alabama fans at the time, Hal Raines wrote a tribute to Paul Bear Bryant in the New Republic after the 1982 season, saying, "On December 29th, I watched the broadcast of Bryant's last game. After 25 years in the stands, in front of television sets, and hunched over radios in distant cities where the signal from home was almost too faint to hear, I am tempted to announce my retirement as an Alabama fan. It can, after all, never be as good again." And for many years, it seemed Raines was right. A national title did come in 1992, but afterwards, it only seemed Bama had made a deal with the devil, and mostly incompetence and ineptitude prevailed with losing seasons and multiple NCAA sanctions, including nearly the death penalty in 2002. Finally, on January 4th, 2007, the Crimson Sea was seemingly parted. Nick Saban landed as Alabama's football coach. On the morning of the announcement, I boldly proclaimed Saban would win a national title in 4 seasons. I was wrong. He won his first title for the Tide in just 3. Saban did it his own way, which was really the only way it could be done at Alabama. Every coach who followed Bryant, including Gene Stallings, a former player and protege, could never get away from the suffocating Bryant shadow. But Saban never blinked an eye at what had come before him, only what would lie ahead. After the first title over Texas in 2009, I remember talking to him at an event a week later. After the perfunctory congratulations, Saban went on a rant. "It was a great win," he said, "but it cost me a week in recruiting that we can't get back." The celebration, the parade, the trip to the White House were all great, but that was for everyone else. Saban was already thinking about the next one. Even after 6 at Alabama plus another at LSU eclipsing the Bears' all-time record, it never seemed to be enough. Even as he raced through his late 60s, quashing talk of retirement with more domination, and even past 70, the desire to win never waned. It appeared the only thing that could stop Saban was one of his own creations, his longtime assistant coach, Kirby Smart. But this past December in Atlanta,
"Hell of a coach. Appreciate all you did for me."
Alabama derailed the Georgia train. And while most were focused on Alabama leapfrogging Florida State, people close to Saban pointed to that win as being one of the most significant and satisfying of his legendary career. Instead of the world talking about Smart's three-peat, it was Saban who had once again commanded center stage.
"Nick Saban perfect against Georgia in SEC championship games."
And to think that 4 decades ago, many wondered if Alabama would ever be relevant again, let alone looking down at the rest of college football. Did you guys, anybody see that tweet today? Somebody in the Alabama Democratic Party, which is, for the record, almost non-existent, suggested that Saban, what would it be, 2 years from now or 4 years from now? I don't even know when. Maybe it's 2 years from now. Run against Tommy Tuberville for the U.S. Senate seat. Wouldn't that be great? Former Alabama coach versus former Auburn coach. And I will be and let this show host the debate. I'm in for that. I think that's great. Bash is up next.
Well, it's a good day to be my Bash brother, Paul, but it's a terrible day to be Bash and Boulder. How's it going, Paul?
Bash, we are doing great. Thanks for checking in.
It's great to hear. And I got to eat some crow for my call yesterday, Paul. Then after that, I want to give a recommendation of who I think might be a dark horse to be the new head coach for the Alabama Crimson Tide. But you remember, Paul, yesterday I followed Miles in Iowa's call after he was so annoying being, as typical, a Michigan fan. I came on the show and you told me, Bash, you give these Michigan fans an inch, they want the whole continent. And I said, don't worry, Paul, their coach will leave and abandon them. And then an hour later, my coach left and abandoned my team. That is the ultimate crow eating,
you know,
Paul.
What, you know, Bash, you know what's great about, as disappointing and sad as I am and everybody is, at least we haven't had to talk about Jim Harbaugh for 2 days. I think that's a success. Thanks for the call. Dwayne is up next.
Hey, Mr. Paul, y'all like the man dead. The man ain't dead. The man living his life. 72 years old.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Dwayne.
What?
How did you feel when Saban left your team?
Hey, I ain't felt nothing. I ain't feel nothing. But look at this. It's over down there now. Hey, why you don't tell them people down there in Alabama is over? Ain't no more recruit going on down there. That elephant shot. Hey, you better hang that elephant on the wall now. Ain't nobody going down there going to recruit like that man. Nobody going to, them boy, hey. And another reason I think why he left is that woman said it. She said the same thing. You said the same thing too. Because the NIL and the players, they don't stay long no more. They like to transfer. They like to go. They like to go all over now. What you say?
I think you're right, Dwayne. I don't know how to compute this. You actually made sense for the first time in your career. Johnny B is up next.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I got a little jingle here, and then I just had a little something I wanted to put in on the coach's thing. But I got a little Dwight Yoakamish here on you. The system had robbed him of his coaching pride. So let's all give Saban a big roll tide. Woo, we're going to send him out in style. Earlier, you know, today, I was glad to hear that he and Miss Terry, you know, they're healthy and all that, because I honestly thought that might have
Yeah, you know, and I just had so many people check in with me who knew something that wasn't true, and I'm glad that everybody was wrong.
Yeah, and then Topmeyer was doing good till his drink kicked in. He said something about James Franklin being the coach.
That was extremely disturbing that Greg Byrd would consider that guy.
Hey, but if you think about it, you know, you talk about Saban and Belichick, and you had the Patriot way, and early on it was kind of called the Saban way, and then it became the process. And I think one of the things that you do is that process works if you're in coaching or in business or in what. But when you go to a coaching tree, oftentimes you've got people that were there with the greatest recruiter in history, and they benefited from being under Saban, and then these people think that they can do that, and they hire them, and then you've seen how many times that's failed. But with a guy like DeBoer, he's won at all levels, and he must have a process that works, and, you know, in my opinion, that's somebody that I think they ought to go after. To me, he'd be the top candidate.
Well, I think he's a serious candidate, and we should. One thing about this coaching search, it will not drag on. I fully expect someone in there by tomorrow, Saturday at the latest, maybe soon. I mean, there's no time to waste. And you know, Greg Byrne had, however much of a heads up, he already had a list. You make a few phone calls. This isn't like you have to go through the Rolodex. You call the agent, you go, what about this guy? Let's talk about that guy. What about this one? What about that one? It can be done very quickly and efficiently. Jacob is up next. Hello, Jacob.
How you doing? Oh, I got two separate questions. How do you think it's going to affect the Paul Feinbaum show since most of it was built on Nick Saban dynasty after his retirement. And the second question is Mike Vrabel. Why ain't nobody talking about him?
Because there's no way he would get hired. Good coach, but you don't bring somebody in that just got fired right up the street. He's likely to be under consideration in New England anyway, and I think that's where his future lies. As far as the Feinbaum show, we don't know. It is correct to say that Nick Saban has been the at the epicenter of this show's success back in the day. When we were in Birmingham, Saban lifted this program to a different level because of the success. The reason I say that is that the show had been talking about so many losers before Saban got here. We built our reputation on people losing and getting fired, not only for failing to win championships, but for all kinds of scandals and tawdry action, and Saban changed all that. Suddenly we started celebrating winners, we started going to the national championship every year, and the rest of the show changed. We'll take a short break. We're back right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
So much going on, and we appreciate you bearing with us as we try to get as complete a story about this as we can. And right now at this hour, what we do know is that Nick Saban has left his office. He's left the building in Tuscaloosa. He gave two interviews. The most important nugget to take away from those interviews was that health is always an issue when you're 72 and you're working 20 hours a week, but nothing specific for either the coach or Miss Terry. And that did create an exhale across the country today because there was always that concern. He didn't rule much out other than he'll have an office at the stadium. He joked about still having a hand in everything, although that is highly unlikely. And here we are trying to find out what is next on the coaching search. A couple of big names have commented. Mike Norvell, who many believe is among the favorites, gave a cryptic tweet today about welcoming a player back to his program. He didn't say much. He didn't say anything about Alabama, but Dan Lanning did. Dan Lanning made sure everybody knows he's not going. He's staying at the University of Oregon. Those are two of the hot names, so we'll keep you updated if we have anything else to share. Let's check in with Jay in Mobile, Alabama.
Roll Tide, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. A lot of Alabama fans are sad about Nick retiring, but I say to all the true Bama fans, let's all be thankful that we had him for as long as we did. And to Nick Saban and Miss Terry, we love y'all. Thanks for the good memories. Best to ever walk the sideline. Roll Tide.
Thanks for the call. Jeff is up next in North Carolina. Hello, Jeff. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, just going to throw my a pitch in for Lane Kiffin. He's a young guy, could be there for many years. He's got the right, you know, he's an ego guy. He's got a big enough ego to take on the job. He's a great recruiter. He plays the portal and the NIL stuff well. And he's 11 wins in a row, 2 years in a row at Ole Miss. And he's established. He's winning now, and he's winning in the SEC, not the Pac-12, not the Big 12, not the ACC. And he's winning in the toughest conference around. And I think he's a perfect fit for Alabama.
Jeff, there are quite a few people that agree with you, but we had Mike Rodak on earlier who pushed back on that, saying that some of the things that make Lane Kiffin so interesting and funny on social media may also be some of the reasons why he will or will not get in the coaching search. So I don't know, but I do know a lot of people. Almost everyone respects Lane Kiffin's coaching. Steven is in Virginia. You're on the air. Hello, Steven.
Hello, Paul. How are you doing this afternoon?
We're doing great.
I have two things to say. One, with Coach Saban, you either love him or you hate him, but you have to respect him. And that's the facts. And second, I'd like to say that I'm a huge Tennessee fan. I have been for 4.5 decades now, and that I got to enjoy a cigar at his last outing at Neyland Stadium. So maybe that'll get some white smoke stirred up in Tuscaloosa this afternoon.
You know, it's interesting. The last time Coach Bryant was at Neyland, he lost. Last time Saban was at Neyland, he lost. Neyland is not good for the future of Alabama coaches. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very, very much. Garrison is in California. Garrison, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. Long time no talk.
Thank you.
Saban just gave the interview, and he talked about keeping an office at the stadium and staying in Tuscaloosa. Now, if you're a coach that has no association with Saban, you're certainly not going to want him sitting there looking over your shoulder. I say this was a planned attack. Saban has assisted in finding who is to follow, and it's some already mentored in the past. And he's going to be in that office solely concentrating on NIL funds and building the NIL coffer money and also the transfer portal. Give me your thoughts on that.
Well, what I don't know is this. When you're under a contract and you retire, there's probably an escalator in the contract that goes, okay, this now is your job and you will be paid X number of dollars. And usually, if you have a job, you get an office, right?
Yeah.
I've never had an office in my life, but that doesn't apply to me. I guess this is it right here, right out here in the middle of the room. But I think that's more legalese and anything else. I seriously doubt that Nick Saban will spend much time on that university, in spite of what he said today, because he has been around athletics his entire life, and he knows that, quite frankly, for all the things we say about him today, no coach wants the ex-coach around. I'll tell you a quick story. John Wooden is considered maybe the greatest coach of all time. What did he win? 11 national championships at UCLA in basketball. He retired, and his replacement was Gene Bartow, somebody I got to know and become very close friends with. Bartow told me that Wooden would not leave, that they ended up sharing an office for about 6 months before they found Wooden another office down the hallway, and it wasn't like, you know, he was pushed out. I mean, Wooden won his last game. It was the national championship. He had won like 10 out of 12 national championships, or 11 out of 30. It was the most gaudy thing that's ever happened in sports. And it created a lot of problems because he couldn't ever establish an identity. He went to the Final Four his first year. It was considered a failure because he didn't win. And the next year, he didn't make it to the Final Four, and they literally ran him out of L.A. I don't think the new coach wants Nick Saban dropping by practice. We haven't really seen this. I mean, Coach Bryant, we all know, died 26 years later. He remained the athletic director, but there's a feeling that he wouldn't have. He would have spent most of his time in Palm Springs and Palm Beach and Vegas and New York. He wasn't going to hang around. Let's continue. More phone calls here. And Greg is up next in Cullman, Alabama. Hello, Greg.
I was just echoing the same thoughts that guy just said, though. But wouldn't Lane Kiffin fit under that scenario of him being there and being, seeing how him and being coached by...
Well, I mean, I don't think Lane Kiffin, if he told the truth, would want anybody interfering. He might. What you want from Nick Saban is this, and the guy was mostly right. You want him out there helping you raise money. And I'm sure that's a commitment that Saban has made, and it's a commitment that I'm sure he will follow through. And it's not like you have to go have lunch with people. It's a phone call. Hey, you call the fat cats. And go, we need money.
Wouldn't he fit in as AD?
No. And I say this with all due respect to everything that happens in intercollegiate athletics, but the job of the AD is truly one of the worst there, because you're not in charge of football. You're in charge of everything. And what does that mean? That means that you're sitting in your office on a Monday, and here comes the baseball coach, and here comes the volleyball coach, and here comes the golf coach and the soccer coach. And they all want something. I had lunch with a sitting SEC AD a couple of months ago, right before the season started. And he told me the issues, the biggest issues in his athletic department are who gets the plane. Because the women's basketball coach needs the plane, and the baseball coach, and the football coach. Your job, in addition to everything else, in making a budget, is deciding who gets the school plane. And I know that sounds trivial, but you include all these people, and I just cannot imagine Nick Saban having... Nick Saban doesn't have patience for anything, let alone having to sit there for 30 minutes and listen to the baseball coach complain about not enough scholarships. Saban would just say, get out of here, go win a championship. We're back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So this is some of the greatest of all time. Gino, Phil, forgot, John Wooden had 10, Pat, Nick, Belichick. Somebody on that list is the HBC. Steve Spurrier will join us top of next hour. We haven't heard from a lot of Alabama fans. We've heard from some. Most are sad. Most don't know what is around the corner. But I've been waiting for this call. Legend is next.
Woo! Man, Paul, it's a sad, sad day of loss, brother. A sad day of loss. I ain't felt this bad since I lost my mama, man. This is horrible. I'm in freaking shock. What is going on? The whole operation is falling apart, Paul. The whole operation, baby. Help me. Help me, Jesus. Help me. Oh, my God, Paul. Give me a word of wisdom, brother. Give me a word of wisdom.
You know me, legend. I shoot straight. Dark days are ahead.
I thought you were my black-haired brother, man. You're supposed to pick me up by the shoulder and tell me it's going to be all right. This is horrible, man. This is horrible, man. Paul, the greatest coach ever lived. Won't you agree?
Yes, sir.
Man, I'd just like to say to Coach Saban and Miss Terry, we love y'all. We appreciate you. Coach Saban, we was in the pit of hell. We was in the pit, baby. The devil was torturing us. And you came along and lifted us out of the pit of hell and raised us back to the mountaintop, baby. You are the greatest to ever do it. You are a legend. You are a GOAT. And let me say this to you, brother. Change your mind. Come back.
Hey, legend. Let me pause you. I mean, somebody asked me that. They said, do you think he might come back tomorrow? Can you imagine?
Hold on, legend.
Let me do this. At about the same time, we have breaking news. Nick Saban has changed his mind. According to Chris Lowe.
Celebrate like it's 1999. Change your mind, Nick. Come on back. It's time, baby.
Let's get that going. Come on. Let's get everybody to chant. Come back, Nick.
Come back, Nick. Come back, Nick. We love you, dude. We ain't gonna make it without you, Nick. There's not another Nick Saban walking through that door. One more year, baby. You know, I'm really pissed. I love Nick, but I am really pissed that he didn't give us a year to celebrate him and cheer him and let him know how special he is to us. I wish he had done that, man. I'm in bad shape, Paul. My brain is experiencing technical difficulties. Somebody asked me today, they said, what do you think about this, legend? I said, man, I can't think in the box. I can't think outside the box. Hell, I think I don't even know where the damn box is anymore. I'm losing it. And let me say this to Greg Burns. I don't care who walks through that door. I really hope it's Ryan's. I really do. The dude's a great coach. Come on home, dude. Mama's calling you. Come on home, D'Amico Ryan. Come on home, baby. Come on home. Come on home. But I'm going to tell you, Greg Burns, if it's Dabo Swinney, I'm pouring gasoline on myself and setting myself on fire on the 50-yard line. You can guarantee it. If it's Dabo Swinney, I'm pouring my arm off and taking that contract fracture and beating the hell out of myself. No damn Dabo. Do you hear me, Greg Burns? That's from the Alabama Nation. Get it right. You'll be judged on this one right here, brother. You'll be judged on this one right here. Man, Paul, I don't know, brother. I don't know. Y'all pray for me. Pray for me. Help me, Jesus. Nick, change your mind, baby. Change your mind. We ain't going to make it without you. Nick and Legend has left the bill.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Oh, man. I think we just need to pause for a second. Need to call the Archbishop for a prayer meeting.
Yeah.
Legend's not good. The man's whole, I mean, he sleeps with Nick Saban, doesn't he? Had that fat head over his bed. Wow. Dominic is in Pittsburgh. Dominic, bring some levity to the program, please, my friend.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing great. My world
First
is coming
off,
apart.
I like Legend. First off, I like Legend a lot more than I-Man. And I was calling to see what you thought about Saban. I am really mad that the best coach did not want to get one more natty. But I am super happy I got to see his last SEC championship in person. And after the game, I sent him a letter thanking him and the team for a great performance. And he replied with a signed picture.
Did
I
he
can't
really?
Really blame
Tell
him,
us
though,
about that, Dominic.
Having
so,
to deal with
so
all
what did you get
NIL
back from him?
Bull crap.
Dominic, what did he send you?
So after the game, I sent him a letter thanking him and the team for a great performance.
Right.
And he sent me back a signed picture of him and the team.
Oh, that is great.
I can't really
Dominic,
blame
I hate
though,
to ask you, Dominic, could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Could you get one for me and Randy?
Yeah, I got you. Don't worry, Paul. All right, I can't really blame him, though.
I just feel weird that if I send Coach Saban a letter, somebody might see it, and it would make me look like I'm too much of a fan.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, sure.
I can't really blame him, though, having to deal with all this NIL bullcrap and kids not wanting to compete anymore. It isn't
like
in his DNA, 12-year-old but he will forever be the GOAT. Roll damn Tide, Paul! See you, buddy.
You got it. Over and out, Dominic. Wow. I mean, if you just landed here after a visit to Mars and said, which one of those two were legend, the famous Feinbaum caller? It would have been Dominic. Dominic is the new legend. Black's the new orange.
That's right.
40 is the new 50. East Kobe. Give that man a black hat.
That's right.
Give Dominic a black hat. Let's check. I'm getting punchy. I'm sorry. Richard is up next. Hey, Richard.
Hey, Paul. How do I follow legend and Dominic?
You can't. Just give it up.
I don't think I can. I really don't. I'm sincere. Just to remind you who I am, I'm that retired high school coach from Texas principal that called you a few years ago, tell you what we were doing for our kids to protect them from COVID.
Yeah, I do remember that call very well.
But I'm also an LSU fan, and I want to just say on the air, I want to thank Nick Saban for coming to LSU in 1999, winning the national championship in 2003. Even though he left our program, he made our program relevant, and we've been relevant ever since. If you'll remember, we went through Curly Hallman and Gary DiNardo. I was coaching high school football back in Louisiana at that time before I got smart and came to Texas. And that was just a disaster. And he has meant a lot to LSU. And I want you to know that the people from Baton Rouge, they understand that. And J.K., and the guy from Georgia, you guys need to take a chill pill because there is nobody that I know of that has the work ethic and has been as successful as Nick Saban has been in his chosen occupation. And I know they haven't because they're too jealous. And Augie, come on, man. You're gonna recommend Ed Orgeron for the and I know Ed personally, for the coaching job at Alabama. I mean, Augie called LSU's baseball team losers last year.
Yeah, he sure did. They won the national championship, in case you
forgot. Yeah, and they went on and won the national championship. And I'm going to tell you this, too. Sarkisian, he's my favorite. And I really think, now a lot of people around here say, of course, you know how Texas people are. They're so arrogant. I really think that if they offered him the job, he would leave Texas. And guess what, Paul? He may bring Arch Manning with him. So that's something to think about. And to answer somebody's question, will your show still be relevant? Will it still be popular after Nick Saban? You bet it will. And the reason why is because of the guests you have on your show. You have people like Sankey. You have coaches, you have athletic directors, you have NIL lawyers, you have sports writers who know what they're talking about. And that's why I listen to your show. That's why a lot of people listen to the show. We don't care what Larry and Jim and DC, you know, have to say. We don't. We care about the guests you have in your show, and your show will always be successful. But again, I just want to thank Nick for what he did for LSU.
That is a great call. Coach, thanks so much. It's always a pleasure to have you on. You be well. You have a great new year, and we're heading to the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
And welcome back. We'll talk to Steve Spurrier coming up here in just a few minutes. So excited to talk to him on the day that one of his contemporaries stepped down. We've had a busy show. Of course, yesterday we dealt with the breaking news. Today we're trying to put some context in the story and also getting your reaction to it. Let's talk next to Larry from Alabama. Hey, Larry.
What's up, Bone Bone?
How are you?
Oh, man. It shocked me, but I kind of felt, I'm 75, so... I can understand, when you get that age, man, you think about a lot of things and spending time with your family and all. But I think the NIL did it. I really do. And all the crap that goes with that stuff. But I think it's going to ruin college football myself. But I think Saban did the right thing for his family. I don't think he's going to stick his nose in the coach he hires. I think he's going to be on the sidelines, and he might have some points to make. But some of these people that are calling in with some crazy stuff, man, I don't know. But it's kind of sad, but I get to watch another era of football for Bama, So it's kind of, here I'm 75 and officially going to a new thing with Bama. And it is. It's exciting in a way, but in a way, it's real sad, man. I had to drink some beers today. I didn't have no choice.
Well, Larry, when you tell us about hearing the news and how you reacted in real time.
It just shocked me, man. I just thought, oh, my God, what am I going to do? what am I going to do? I ain't got Saban, man. I ain't got him. It hurts. It really does. When you watch football, Bama, as long as I have, fine, Bob. Yeah, you're talking 50 years, 60 years or more.
And so, Larry, let me ask you this, I want you to compare, because I've been asked this today, but I'm really, even though I was there, I'm the wrong person to ask. How would you compare this to when you heard the news in 82 that Coach Bryant was stepping down?
I would say Bryant was harder because of just how sad he looked,
And he did. You remember what he said? He said, think about this. He said, December 15th, 1982, he said, I'm a tired old man in a young man's game, and that's why I decided today to retire as the head football coach at the University of Alabama. He was 3 years younger when he made that statement than Nick Saban today.
Yeah, I cried. I ain't gonna lie. When I got that photo of Bryant and when he made that statement to sports, the news, and I got the photo of him in his jacket and all, and he made the statements. Can I read it to you real quick?
Of course, Larry.
The statement he made, yeah, if you don't mind. But it's a statement that he made that put him, and to see him with the tears in his eyes to break your heart. But when he was, this photo came from Birmingham Post Herald. It says, there comes a time when you need to hang it up.
Right.
And that time has come.
Yeah.
For
me.
Me, as a head coach of Alabama football.
Hey, Larry, do you still have that that article?
Yeah, I got it in a picture frame with his photo.
Who wrote that article?
Birmingham Post Herald, Paul W. Bear Bryant, and it says, you wrote it, I guess.
Of course I wrote
it. Yeah. I know.
Man. I mean, I was trying to. By the way, I was trying to quote from an article 41 years ago. I wish you had told me you had it. I mean, I did a fairly good job of quoting my own article, but I haven't read it in about 40 years, so I didn't quite get it right.
Yeah.
I'm slipping.
I'll tell you what,
I know that's what everybody's saying. Not as sharp as I used to be.
I'll tell you what. I'll leave this when I leave here. I'll have this.
Well, Larry, I have that special section at my house, and I haven't read it in a long time, but I'm going to read it tonight because it is that article is the centerpiece of it. But we put out a special section of his funeral and everything about it, and it was one of the craziest 6 weeks that any of us have ever gone through. But this is too. This is pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's why I never lived to hate you.
Yeah, well, don't hate me too much, okay?
All right, buddy. Love you, man.
Thank you very, very much. We don't really have time to go to another caller, although we got a few I'd like to go to. Guess who's on the line?
Who's that?
I-Man. I don't know if I-Man drinks or not. I'm guessing if he doesn't, he did. Okay, here's where we are. We don't really know what Greg Byrne is up to other than Dan Lanning, the head coach at Oregon, who many thought 24 hours ago was the favorite. He's already out of the hunt. The betting favorite in Vegas at the moment is Kalen DeBoer. Yes, the guy that coached Washington to the national championship game. We'll talk to the HBC coming up next.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.